This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for four more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is a 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. It feels good. On a Monday. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got all the top stories lined up, but first we have an important guest in the studio, Alachua County spokesperson for the school system, Jackie Johnson, joins us. Jackie, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm fine. How are you?
If I see you, you know, usually at the ARC golf tournament that
yes.
I'm proud to have my name on. And,
yes.
And Mark, your husband, instrumental in making that happen. So it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
So there is a $1 million tax on Alachua County properties for the schools, in addition to the regular tax base.
Right.
Now, that was okayed by the voters in when was that?
2008 was the first time, and it's been renewed every 4 years since then, back on the ballot this year.
And look, nobody wants to pay more taxes. I mean, if we just say, you know, in a blanket statement.
Sure.
But I remember when several folks came on the show back then and really explained how important it was for the schools. And our, you know, our investment is our children. And even if they're not our children, the children that grow up in our community, it, you know, it's one big family, so to speak. So we want their education to be good. Do you feel like so far that the money has been appropriated and spent wisely?
Absolutely. The good thing is that because it's a renewal, it's not going to increase anybody's school property taxes this year. What it will do is allow us to maintain those people and the teachers and programs that are so critical to the success of our schools. And I'm talking about, and our students. And I'm talking about our career tech programs, our academic magnets, art and music in kindergarten through 12th grade, counselors, media specialists, classroom technology. It guarantees a nurse in every single one of our schools. And you talked about the fact of this being an investment, and that's really exactly right. It's an investment for all of us, because strong schools mean strong communities. They increase property values. They bring in new people, new jobs, new businesses, and they prepare our kids to be successful and productive citizens, which is good for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, my all three of my kids were product of the Alachua County Public School System, and they are doing very, very well. They're utilizing their education. And so, yeah, I stand up and say, yeah, Alachua County Schools in general, in my experience, they've done a great job. So here's a big question, I guess, for a lot of people. You say that, you know, things would happen, there'd be cuts made without this tax. I guess initially, why isn't there enough set aside fundamentally at the beginning of the process so that all the things are covered, not have to have an additional tax?
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that how much you pay in school property taxes, other than things like this that are voted on by all of the Alachua County voters, is that's decided by your state legislature, not by your local school board. The state legislature every year tells every school board in the state, here's how much property tax you levy for your district. And if you don't levy what they tell you, you don't get your share of state dollars. For us, that's about half of our budget.
Wow.
And almost every year, the rate, the property tax rate that the state sets is lower than it was the year before. That happened again this year, the 14th time in the last 15 years.
But that would also be a reflection of increasing values of the homes.
It would, but it doesn't come anywhere near to meeting all of the requirements that the state requires us to meet. Things like transporting kids. We get less than half of what it costs to transport all the kids that the state requires us to transport. All of our safety and security measures in place, most of which are required by the state, we don't get anywhere near the funding to cover all of those costs. And those are just a couple of examples of things that cost us a lot of money that we could otherwise be spending on these teachers and programs, but we can't because we're not getting enough money to meet those requirements.
Not to get off track, but I wish there was a way to address the transportation thing, because I know it is horrendously expensive do that. And that's a huge advantage that, you know, private schools, you know, not many of them even offer transportation. That's how they're able to come in at a much lower dollar per student.
That is true. A lot of the programs that are funded through the One Meal, our career tech programs, for example, or our academic magnets, our kids couldn't take advantage of those programs without the transportation that we offer. There's no way their parents could get them to those programs. And I've talked to so many graduates of these programs, their families, their employers, and they all say these programs made such a huge difference in their careers and in their lives. But if you don't have a way of getting them there, You lose that access, and that would be a shame. So, offering those programs is critical, but offering a way for students to get to them is also absolutely essential.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, look, I wish I could wave a magic wand and overcome that
absolutely
as a cost or somehow get that cost lower. But, I mean, I don't know what. You've got the school bus, and for now, that's it.
You know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what are the other things that are covered under the One Mill? Does music have anything to do with that?
Music and arts, K-12. So that includes band, chorus, drama, the visual arts, and, you know, a lot of people don't recognize how critical the arts are to a child's education. Research clearly shows that kids do better in school when they have access to these programs. And these programs are teaching them not just about art and music, but they're also helping them learn other subjects. I mean, I was in a music class the other day where the music teacher was also talking about sound waves and how they work. So kids are getting a science lesson or math lessons while they're learning about art and music.
Could be a history lesson,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. But they're also learning teamwork, communications, the importance of practice. You know, there are so many of those other skills that they develop through music. And I've met students who've gone on to very successful careers. We just had a student from Gainesville High School who was involved in the drama program, just won a major part in a Broadway show.
Wow.
I mean, that is absolutely stunning. We've got another student who just graduated from Eastside High School who's going into the new music entrepreneurship program at the University of Florida. And her goal is to help bring more music events into Gainesville and Alachua County. And those are the kind of events that bring in a lot of people and a lot of revenue to this community. Art festivals, music festivals, and she wants to do more of that. And that's something that she developed while she was in high school.
Well, and look, it's like athletics. Not everybody's going to necessarily be in music class. Not everybody's necessarily going to be in the athletics program. That's why you have these various things so that kids can find kind of their niche and give them something to be excited about going to school for in some cases,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And career technology, prime example of that. We had our students earned 5,900 career certifications while they were in school during the last school year. That means they proved to a state or national industry board that they had learned the skills in that particular area, which means they can leave high school and go into a great job. Or they can continue their education and they've got a head start. And these kids have apprenticeships and internships, scholarships, they've earned college credits. And I've talked to so many of them and they are now doctors, nurses, firefighters. They're working in IT. They're working in finance. They've opened their own businesses. They're paramedics. They are people who are making a difference to the people in this community. And a lot of them said they were interested in this before they went into these programs, but a lot of also told me that they really didn't develop that interest until they went through those programs, and now they're in law enforcement, for example. So it's amazing that the power these programs have to make a difference in these kids' lives.
So if you are a property owner and a voter in Alachua County, this is a $1 million for schools, which is already in place. This simply is a renewal for that, and it's revisited every 4 years.
That's right, yep.
Jackie Johnson, Alachua County School System Spokesperson. It's always a pleasure. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
My regards to Mark and your
whole
family.
Will do. Will do.
All right. It is 9:16. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and top stories coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Let's make Mondays great. It's what we do. 620, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Bob Rose show. Greg Cassidy is here. Tampa Bay, big winners, 51-27 over New Orleans. Jags, not so well. What a long flight home that is from London after you lost 35-16 to the Bears. And our Gators, so close, beating top-ranked Tennessee. It was going to happen until it didn't happen, and Tennessee won 23-17 in overtime. Gators have another challenge ahead of them, Kentucky. And then there's several more. I mean, it's just a tough season to begin with, and a team that still kind of coming together, still gelling. Hopefully, they're just getting a little better every week, and that'll make a difference. We hope. Always rooting for him. Hey, early voting begins a week from today, so keep that in mind. That's why you want to get maybe educated on some of the issues and some of the things that are going to be on the ballot, you know? And one of them is this one mill. It's just a renewal for Alachua County schools. But on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Biscuit joins me. Hey, Biscuit, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Well, first, I can guarantee the Gators another victory. That'll come when you play the Seminoles. So we're that bad.
And I know you're a Seminole fan. Yeah, we're both struggling this year, aren't we?
Oh, God. Yeah, no. You guys aren't struggling yet. Have you seen us? But anyway, hey, listen, you talked about the schools and stuff. And one of the things you brought up, you said reason Catholic schools save money because they don't transportation. But you got to remember, because I sent the boy to a private school, I sacrificed coming in early, then the ex-wife would take him in. I'd work real late, go pick him up. That's a sacrifice you make for that. But the big reason public schools, their budget, and she sounds very nice lady, you know, I sponsored the ARC and stuff, but it's the bloated federal government, state government, county government. Why are we hiring a spokesman for the school when we have school commissioners, principals, to talk about all this stuff? Again, nothing against her. It's just a big bloated government. What's next? We're going to have a janitor spokesman? We're going to have this? Always look at big bloated government when more government is needed. You know, more money's needed for that. Thanks, Bob.
Please. Yeah, your local police, they have PIOs,
right,
that represent. The college has spokespeople, fire rescue. So a lot of your municipalities have somebody who could, that, you know, speaks to the community
the
and speaks
yeah,
to the
right.
media. Mm-hmm. That's kind of their gig. And I don't know, she's done very good work for a long time. But I see your point. I guess you could do that really with almost anything. You could say, well, could we get by with? And, yeah, I mean, trust me, I work in an industry where they have basically said, can we get by without X, Y, and Z? And whether the answer was yes or no, we learned to get by without X, Y, or Z. So, and I know you were, you know, you're a businessman. You better do the same thing with the budgets. Yeah. All I can do is say, hey, you know, and it's anecdotal. My kids did well. The school systems in Alachua County are generally very, you know, very good. So there's that. But as far as bloat overall, yeah, I mean, it is. It's everywhere. Let's go to Tom. You're on the air.
Hey, great show, Bob. Hey, my suggestion would be, why don't they look at getting the state to propose that seniors that over 65 don't pay school tax? If you don't have kids in the school, some states do that. They don't have to pay. Another thing would be privatize the buses. Put it out for a bid and let them do it. Because as it currently is, they pay retirement, health insurance, everything else. If they send it to a private entity, it's out of the state's, the county's hands.
There's no bad idea when you're trying to generate some ideas and privatize the buses. I could somebody run them better and cheaper than they do now? Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
All those things still have to be paid for, so even if you're paying a company to do it, they're going to, you know, build in all of their cost plus profit So whereas when it's your own system, you're not necessarily big, you know, trying to build in the profit on top of whatever your expenses are. So I don't know. Good and bad on both sides, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, you could put it out for bid, and you, yeah, who wants to take this over, and here's the budget,
yeah,
period. I don't know. I mean, I think it might be worth the conversation. Like I said, that is one of the biggest costs. And so if there was a way to knock that down, but you got to make sure it's worth it. If you're only saving a teeny tiny amount of money, and maybe not necessarily improving the way it is now. In fact, maybe mm-hmm. it wouldn't be as good. I don't know. But these are, hey, that's why, you know, people should run for school board or get involved in these kinds of things and these kinds of decisions, because some people do. I've got some great ideas. And there might be some people come along and go, no, you can't do it because of this, this, and this. That's fine. But let's, you know, let's look at things we can do. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, this time Lee, good morning.
Yes, sir. When I was growing up, most of the school buses in Duval County were subbed out to two different companies that ran them efficiently for years. And yes, they're going to build in a profit when they do their bid to run the service. The other thing is, though, now all of a sudden you have auxiliary staff that's no longer needed by the city or the county to facilitate these vehicles. In other words, they're going to have their own mechanics, so you don't need the city or county mechanic anymore. You're not going to need their parking space anymore, and so the list just goes on and on and on of where it actually would save money, not necessarily on the original bid. But the other thing is, just the general headache of removing something from the county where they have less opportunity to screw something up. I mean, if you're working to feed your family, you're going to do the best you can to make your business run the best you can.
Yeah. Generally speaking. That is where we live in Clay County. They just changed the providers for the trash.
Yeah.
And people were not happy with the previous company, but then when you talk about moving to a new company, everybody comes out of the woodwork like uh-huh. they love the old company. But I can tell you already, just in a couple of weeks, the new company has taken over, just does a far better job. There's no question.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, privatized might be a good idea, and then it depends on who wins the contract and how they execute it. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's all coming up. 97.3, The Sky. Another day in paradise. Absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy, enjoy, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up in about, 10 minutes, we'll do things that make you smile. Start thinking about positive, upbeat thoughts that you want to share with us. Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 51-27. Jags lost 35-16. I mean, what do they have? One win? They are not, it's not going well. Not going well for them. Also, you had the Gators lost in overtime to Tennessee. Man,
that
Gators
were
doing well. They were playing well.
That hurt.
And they have another challenge. Kentucky, they're no slouch, and they're coming into the swamp. And that's going to be a night game, I think 7-something-ish this Saturday night. Kentucky and the Gators. And just a quick note, my Lions, who I picked to beat Dallas.
Yes.
I was pretty excited when I was watching the game, and then it was kind of like, what? The Cowboys got decimated. They lost to the Lions 47-9, and I'm like, how far back do you have to go where the Dallas Cowboys got beat that bad? Well, according to this source, Jones described the loss, Jerry Jones, the owner, the worst home defeat that the Cowboys have suffered since Jones bought the franchise in 1989. He said it was both humbling and very concerning as his team tries to figure out where to go from there. Don't take anything away from the Lions. They are really, you know, they're running like a well-oiled machine, doing very well, But, yeah, the Cowboys, to lose like that,
mm-hmm.
Just don't see it. Yeah. All right, Should we just go to the phones?
Sure, why not?
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Peasant with a Pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. A couple weeks ago, I posted on my Facebook page about which war were we going to get dragged into first, the one in Ukraine or the one in Israel, and or Netanyahu's war. And now I hear we're sending 100 troops over there with a missile, anti-missile system, boots on the ground in Israel. So it looks like Netanyahu won that one. We got boots on the ground. How long will it be before they get hit with drones or those super accurate little missiles they got over there now? Hezbollah has.
Yeah. Well, the good news is.
Yeah.
The good news is.
We like good news.
We will have peace in the land again when our fearless leader is reelected and takes to the stage January 20th and is sworn in as the 47th president of these here United States of America.
Is it really amazing when you think about how close the election is now? Because we've been talking about it for how long, and you always feel like, okay, it's coming. We're into early voting. The regular voting day is, it's almost here. I mean, we are midway through October already.
It is moving right along, and how long we've been saying happy hump day, Trump day every Wednesday.
Long time. And hopefully for a long time it will be.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Black conservative men are not real happy with the way President Barack Obama talked to them.
You mean the brothers, as he called them? The brothers?
Yeah.
That's what he did. He's talking about the brothers. That's what he said.
Well, he grew up in the streets, man. He grew up like south side of Chicago, man.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Pistolero in one hand. Yeah.
Pistolero. Man. I think you got the wrong ethnic group there, right?
That's all good, man. They're all, in gangs together now.
Oh, well, there's some of that going on.
So anyway, during a Thursday event, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Obama made several controversial remarks accusing black male voters of not being on board with Harris for president.
You think?
Complaining that Harris has not seen the same level of support that he did when he ran for president in 2008, Obama told a group of black men that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers.
That's an interesting thing. Oh, well, y'all aren't supporting her the way you supported me. Well, we don't support people based on their color. It's maybe what your ideals are, your views, your opinions on things. Maybe Obama wouldn't have the support now he had then after we got through 8 years. I mean, you can't expect that everybody's going to step in line because you want them to.
But the cards are sitting right there on the table.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not deal them out when you have the opportunity? What could possibly keep Obama from playing the race card? Yeah. Look, the Democrats are desperate, and they should be. Kamala is not a strong candidate, and I'm being super kind. She's not a strong candidate. And the American people can figure out when things are basic, when things are pretty simple, they can figure it out. When gas and your groceries cost so much more than they did just a few years ago, people know that. And you remind them of every time they fill up or buy groceries, they're reminded of that. And the open border thing, all the crime that's come with it, all the issues related to that with fentanyl overdoses and everything else. This is a simple issue. People know that the open borders, that's the wrong approach. So, the Democrats have everything stacked against them. The only thing the Democrats do have is the mainstream media.
Yeah, true.
If it wasn't for them, the Marxist arm of the Democrat Party would have been pushed out. No, you're too radical. We're losing votes because when the truth is exposed, people are going to turn away from that. They might have been lifelong Democrats.
And with support that Kamala does have and the creative editing to make her look good whenever reasonably possible, if you didn't have that, be a whole different story.
That's it. So that's the only thing they have. And people are even kind of seeing through that at least enough to maybe make a difference, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. It's funny. I was talking to a black friend of mine. He's a young black male, but he's got a baby mama, and he said, I ain't voting for Kamala. I'm voting for Donald Trump because she reminds me of my baby mama. She can go from zero to B in 2 seconds, just that quick.
Right row.
Hey, whatever your reasons are, you know, hey, whatever it takes.
Let's go to Bruce. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that you guys still think we're actually going to have a fair election. All the magic, whatever magic voodoo button that they had for the last election, nobody's done anything at all that I know of to fix that. So whatever magic voodoo button they pushed last time, they can push again this time. In fact, they only made one mistake last election, and that one mistake was letting the real poll numbers out. That caused January 6th. Because when January, after the election came across, everybody knew there's no way that could be correct. So what's happening now? What are the polls doing now? The polls now have it nip and tuck.
They've got it neck and neck. Several states have made changes in the way they process some of this stuff. Florida definitely has. Some other states have. Pennsylvania needed to do it. They did not. So, yeah, and we just don't mention it every time we talk about the election. We don't mention it every time about the cheating. I already admitted I am Bob Rose. I'm an election denier. So, you know, I already got my chip and all
there,
that or whatever.
There, Bob.
I got my street cred.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Sonny. What's on your mind?
Well, I can see where Obama is concerned. He doesn't want to miss out on his fourth term.
Yeah, no, his fourth term.
Yeah, his fourth term.
You don't want to miss out on that.
No, you got to keep it going. You got on a good run. He likes that idea. Remember, you know, kind of being the guy in the background, and you know, just kind of pulling the strings. And
well, I think he wants to be up close and personal to see if this whole climate change causes the oceans to rise. Because, I mean, who's got more on the line than Obama? He's got properties in Martha's Vineyard there,
yeah, Hawaii,
and also in Hawaii. Yeah. So. Yeah, you'd think he'd be...
Maybe he's got scuba gear or got a boat or something. I don't know.
Hey, when you see him selling his property, then you know the tides are rising. I know. It's... Ooh. Hey, Reagan star Dennis Quaid called on America to pick a side in November. He questioned whether the United States was going to be a nation of law and order or wide open borders. He was with Donald Trump at a rally in Coachella, California on Saturday. Quaid spoke about the issues of the 1980 presidential election between former President Ronald Reagan and former President Jimmy Carter are similar to what they are today. And since he just recently played that role, I'm sure that kind of took him back to that time. And watching the movie definitely takes you back to that time as well. But, yeah, he went out and he said, I'm telling you, it's time to pick a side. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution? Or TikTok? We're going to be a nation of law and order or wide open borders? Which is it? Because it's time to pick a side. Yep.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Now, he talked a little bit about the movie, and he had an interview back in August with Joe Rogan, and he revealed that while he would cringe at so much stuff that Trump said, he felt the former president's heart was really in the right place, and added that the nation needed a really strong leader. Like Trump.
We would agree with that.
Yeah, and so he's all in.
Nice.
With Trump. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled off a good Ronald Reagan. That's not the easiest one. I mean, you'll see him, you know, impersonators or, you know, folks who kind of do that thing. But just for the average actor to take on a role like that, that was pretty iconic. Because when you're a fan of the person you're going to take on, you want to do it right. You want to do him justice.
And he was, you know... Like so many people in the past, that before the television era,
yeah,
or even during the early television era, you know, you'll see some grainy footage.
Right.
But Reagan would be like that first generation where you got a lot of clear and concise, you know, movie shot, TV-like shots.
Well, he played the camera. He was good at it. And so that's a lot to...
Because of his background, yeah.
Oh, man, he was amazing.
But he didn't have like a number one TV show. Like Trump did.
Well, you know, I thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It is 9:48. It is time for you to call in with upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political. You can do it. We call it Things That Make You Smile, and it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So please call now, 877-975-9825. It's the time of the day, the end of the morning, after we've had some doom and gloom and give you the news as it is. We like to end things on a positive note. And Things That Make You Smile is toward the end of the show. So we like you to call in with upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You know, something in your life that, you know, you want to be thankful for. Something along those lines. Are you ready? 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Good morning, Frank. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is I got the tree cut up that fell in my yard. It's a huge one. And also, they're working in the woods to get the power back on. And I live in Putnam County, where I don't have to pay that.
All right. Where the trees,
yes,
stand strong until they're not.
Until they're not.
Until they're not. And yeah, then it's nice when there's folks there mm-hmm. to help you clean it up. Yeah.
Friends with chainsaws. That's a lot of times a good thing.
Sometimes we just can't help ourselves and need a little help.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Mark, you get by with a little help with your friends.
Mark, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is I know you already have the Mickey Lawlich baseball card since you're such a Detroit Tigers fan. But right in front of me, I have a Willie Horton, Al Kaline, and Norm Cash baseball cards from 71, 71, and 74 right in front of me. So next time I'm able to meet up with you all, I'll hand some of them off to you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I do have a couple from that. I wished I had kept it intact. I had the entire team, probably duplicates, and maybe, but years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I didn't see the value. They wouldn't be valuable anyway because I beat them up.
We
tossed them around. We played with them. We used them. Heck, Summer's probably still in the spokes of my bicycle.
That's exactly where my brain was going. It's like, yeah, if they get beat up in that after a while, they're probably not really worth keeping at that point. So.
But, the Tigers did not advance, any further in the playoffs. So they would have had, it's the Yankees playing Cleveland is the deal. Yeah, it's football season. Basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, right.
For me.
Obviously.
All right. Don't go anywhere because we're not done. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
They defecate on the working man every other day of the week, right?
The Dana Show.
And then it's campaign season. Oh, my gosh, we're going to go out there and we're going to talk a really big game about the working man. Keep in mind, we're going to tax the food right out of your family's mouth.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So, Tim Walz, he wants to relate to, the everyday man. And he's doing this photo op where he's supposedly hunting, right? And, but then they catch him awkwardly having trouble with the gun. Like, what's up? What are you doing? Oh, I'm trying to load it. Oh, what kind of gun you got there? Oh, I got a Beretta A400, which that's a nice gun, right? Yeah, but he can't even figure out how to load the shotgun that he's, kind of an avid hunter, right?
Oh, yeah,
listen. If the Democrats are serious about gun control at all, they'd immediately disarm Tim Elmer Fudd Walz. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.